Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak et Shalom. We're now on Masachet Chulin Daf Kuf Chaf Amud Aleph, taking a look at a further analysis of the first Mishnah, the ninth parak, listing all of the items that are mitzarif l'tumat ochlin, and we had harotev. Rotev, which normally means gravy, my rotev, marava shumna. It says it actually means the fat of the animal that comes off when cooked. That itself has tumat ochlin. Why do you need it to be mitzaref? Ela chelev de karish means chelev that has sort of gotten coagulated. So ma'ir karish kilo karish nami. You don't need it to be coagulated. Amar shlokish tzir shal gabei yarak mitzaref kakotevet yom kippurim. If you have a vegetable and there's some juice of the vegetable that comes out, that counts towards a shear for chiyuv karet of eating on yom kippur. Answer is hatam mitshum yitube daita. The answer is that the issues are not the same. When it comes to Yom Kippur, it's about feeling better. And even if you have just a little bit, so you feel better. So everything counts towards it. Here it's a formal issue of tseruf. If it's not coagulated, it doesn't count. Va'kifa. My kifa. What is kifa? Rabba firma. Abaye, who wants to tell me to what to clean again? It's the dregs at the bottom of the thing. Abaye says that itself is tummy. Same question you had before. Alamara papa tvalin. It means the spices. Okay, tanan tamaki, hikfa etadam viachalom. If you were makpeh, we'll see what that means. Blood and ate it, o shimchat achele v'gumao, or you melted. So hikpa here means to coagulate, to harden. Harden blood and ate it, or you melted fat and drank it, sort of swallowed it, chayav. So basically like fatadam lachalo, I understand why. Kevin da akfe achshuve achshuve. What happened is by hardening it, you demonstrated that it's important to you, and you gave it significance. Elohim cha tachelig ma'o achilak tibabe. It says, chayav lo tochayli, you're not allowed to eat. It's not eating one, it's all melted. Rishlakish amakra nefesh. The Torah says in the context of the Isur of Chelev, nefesh should not eat it. It's there to extend it to say anything that sort of revives the person, including drinking. Tanu nami gabi chametz ki agavnu. We have the same concept taught in the context of chametz, which is himchahu ugma'o. If you took chametz and you melted it and drank it, im chametzu anosh karet. If it's chametz, you're not yotze eating matzah like that at night of Pesach. So based on matzah, I understand why not. Lechemoni, the Torah called lech matzah lechemoni. I love lechemoni. It's not bread; it's juice. El im chametzu anush karet. Why achila k'tiva bei? I'm Rishlokish. Same answer. I'm crying nefesh. Any nefesh that eats chametz is chayav karet. Rabot tata shoteh. Why nefesh? To extend it to drinking. Finally, Rabbi Nivlat of Tahorki Agavna, also Nivela of a kosher bird. Himchahu ba'ur tameh. If you melted it in the fire, then it's tameh. B'chama tahor. If it's outside in the sun, then tahor. But it's tameh. It's eating it because you have tumat beit habliya. So why would it be tameh if it was all melted? After all, it's eating. Amar Rash Lakish, Amar Kra again, Nefesh, and that's in the context of Tumat Nivlat Ha'of, the Rabot HaTashotet. Hiachi B'chama Nami, so why not in the sun? B'chama Yisruchim Yisruch, because there it gets all stinky. Utsrichi. So now the question is, why do we need the same thing in the context of Chelev, in the context of Chametz, in the context of Nivlat Of Tahor? So chametz latim in there. I couldn't learn chametz from there. Shekein lo hayta lo shata kosher. Chelev was never okay. Chametz was okay. So maybe chametz really has to be bread to be, or has to be solid food to be chayav. At least if it started that way. Nevela lo latim in there. And I couldn't learn nevela from chelev. Shekein anush karet. After all, chelev has karet. So it's chametz, but not nevela. If the Torah only wrote chametz, I'd say chelev lo latim in there. Why shekein lutar michlalo? Chametz does not have any heter anywhere, so that's why liquid chametz is chayav. But chaylev, you have chayat. When ve'alo atim in a way, why shekein anush karet? Again, you would say chametz is serious because of karet, not nevelah. If the Torah only wrote that a nevelah juice, as it were, and melted nevelah is chayav, hanach or metame, hanach lo atim in a, I wouldn't get the other one, shekein metamah. After all, nevelah is a source of tumah. So I could not learn from any one single one. Maybe I could learn two, one of them from the other two. So again, hey Tete, which one will I bring? Meaning, which one would I leave out and infer from the other two? So let's try this. Let's say Nevela were left out. I would say Malanach Shekhen and Rosh Karet. The other two are severe. They have Karet. So that won't work. Let's say I left Chametz out. So Malanach Shekhen and Laitala and Shata Kosher. I would say Chelev and Nevela never had a Shata Kosher. Chametz did. Let's say I left Chelev out. And now I've got Shata Kosher. I've got Ocha. I've got Matan. I've got everything playing. So Malahanach Shekhen Lo Tamir Cholan, but unlike Chelev, Nevela and Chametz were never have no tzad het there when they're usher, as opposed to Chelev, which has Chayat. Chelev Shutar Micholo. So my new Ilem Chelev Behemah LeGavoa. You mean because Chelev of a Behemah goes on the Mizbeach? Now Lamish Teray Malikat Ofer Gavoa. That's also true. Ve'ala Chelev Chayal LeHedyot. We knew what that meant. Nevela Lamish Teray. Because Malikat Achatata Ofer Kohanim. After all, Kohanim eat a chatat, which is killed in a way that's really a nevelah, it's malika. The answer is, li'olam chelev chaya lehedyot. Exactly what we knew. Kashalach kohanim, and you're challenging for kohanim, kohanim shochan gavoa kazachu. The kohanim are not eating food that they're preparing, that they're prepared for them. When the kohen does malika on the bird, it's given to God. And then God gives it to them. So that's really a different category, and that doesn't prove that, that nivlata of has a tzad of huta michalo. Okay, v'had etanya hatmeim la'asort zion v'rot v'am nekifah shalahen. We have this bright we've seen several times, that eila tmeim lachem, and hatmeim extends to the juice and the rotev and the kifah that we've been dealing with. Lamali ligmar mihani. What do I need that pasuk for? After all, I just learned that juices and the melted part, etc., are all part of the tumah. The answer is, I would only learn as Dio. I mean, I'd be limited to my source. And where the sherets, the tumah is much smaller, which is kadasha. So now flip it. Why doesn't the Torah just say this in the context of shratzim with the small shear? And then and Nivlata Of and Chelev and Chametz could all be learned from there. The answer is, the answer is because they have a tiny tumah, if they're briya, a tiny amount, so that they understand why the liquid form would be tameh. Alright, so I need all of them. All of these different isurim, kulan mashkin and tzin mehen kamotan. Any liquids that come out of them have the same din as their host. Menalan. Maybe I get them from Shratzim and the other three that I had. Malahanach Shekhen Isur Haba Me'elav Havu. Those things are Isurim that are generated from themselves. The thing itself is Usur. As opposed to these things like Tevel and Chadash, really Tevel, and really the issue is Hekdesh here, which only happened because somebody declared it Hekdesh. Tainach Echad Isur Haba Me'elav, Echalav Isur Haba Me'elav Me'elav, meaning Hekdesh. The answer is Gamrina min Bikurim. We learn from Bikurim. Bikurim is something I declare. And Bikurim Gufayim and Alan. I know that the juice of Bikurim has a din of Bikurim. How do I know that? Tan Rabbi Yossi. Pre, the Torah says you bring Pri Hadama. Pri Atamevi Viyatamevi Mashke. Heviyanavim Udrachan Minayin. How do I know that if I brought trampled grapes, that juice is Bikurim? How would I know that? Tamud Lomar Tavi, you bring it. Meaning, anything you bring. So therefore, the juice of Bikurim is like Bikurim, therefore the juice of Hekdesh is like Hekdesh, and that's where I get it from. So you go, Nifrach, Mala Bikurim, Shekein Tunin Kriya V'Hanacha, Bikurim are very chamor, I have to bring it to the Mizbeach, I have to do a whole reading, Arami Alver Avi, Ela Gamami Truma, the answer is, I learned from Truma, which is that the juice of Truma has a din of Truma, and therefore the juice of Hekdesh has a din of Hekdesh. Truma Gufam and Alan, how do I know that the juice of Truma has a din of Truma? The eat kash the bikurim, because like bikurim, the amar mar utrumat yadecha elu bikurim, and the Torah refers to bikurim as truma. Mal truma shekein chayvin alay mitav chomesh. So you say you can't use that because after all, if you eat truma wrongly, like a czar, you chayav mitav chomesh. I use Truma and Bikurim together, the Chumah Bikurim of Kriyah V'Hanacha, the Chumah of Truma of Mitav HaChomesh. However, Mal Truma Bikurim Shekein Chayvin Alei Mitav HaChomesh. It's true about Bikurim also. I use Truma and either Chametz or Chelev, one of the other ones. Or with Bikurim Achad Mehanach. Or I use Bikurim one of the other ones. In other words, Bikurim or Truma along with the other ones is going to then give me a Hekdesh. Because after all, the thing missing to be able to apply to Hekdesh is all those other things were self-generated Isurim. This was generated because somebody made a declaration. So once I have Truma or Bikurim into the mix, I'm okay. So I have this apple wine, or the vinegar of these late blooming grapes, or any other period of truma. So if a non-coin eats it, says no. My pligi, what are they disagreeing about? The answer is something we've seen several times. When I infer something A from B, how far does B then take over A? And here's how it goes. Rabbi Elazar Savar, don mina o mina. I learn from it, and it takes over. Ma bikurim ashkenetzi man kumotan. I learn from bikurim, just like the juice of bikurim has a din of bikurim. Travanam ashkenetzi yotze mehan kumotan. So truma also. Umina, and I infer from bikurim, ma bikurim afilu sharminin. It's not just wheat and grapes and olives, but it's the other four tight things of the shavimanim, shivaminim. So therefore I apply it to other minim also. I learn from it. I keep it still, meaning that the place that I brought it to then redefines. It only applies to, after all, kodshim, only applies to wine and oil. It's the only thing of kodshim in midiachmini lo. Af mashkin yotzin mehen kemotan tirosh v'yitzhar in midiachmini lo. And therefore, this apple wine, etc., isn't gonna be called truma. And therefore, you're patur if you ate it. V'hadinan ein mevin bikurim mashke ale yotzin azitim anavim mani. So the only one. So we have a tana who says the only juice bikurim you could bring is oil or wine. Who is that? Rabbi Shua, it's Rabbi Shua who said you can only go as far as the Hekdesh goes, which is wine and oil. You can't go any further. He learns Bikurim from Truma. So then who would it be who says the only juices for which you get makot for eating orla are olive oil and grape wine? So Yeshua, again, because the entire source of the juice of a fruit being the same as the fruit comes from Bikurim, but I can only keep it as strong as Truma, and therefore it only applies really to olive oil and to grape wine. Because I learned the word pre from orla, from pre and Bikurim, and together that brings me my ruling. Okay, v'ha alal. We said that the alal is also counts. My alal, what is it? Rabbi Yochanan Amar Martaka. It's the meat that sticks onto the skin. Rosh Lakish Amar Basar Shplatato Sakin. He said, Rosh Lakish says it's the meat that comes off the knife. Meitave v'ulam atem tofle sheker rofe elil, but it's written without a yod. So we're reading it as alal. Kulchem, which means it's nothingness, it's vanity. And it doesn't do anything for you. That's good meat that you could use, so why is it called elil? Meaning we're seeing elil as being like idolatry, like vanity. So the answer is below the crowd called Erel Pligi. Rosh Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan are not disagreeing about what the pasuk means in Iyov. There means nothingness. Ki pligi below the nitin, but the Tana doesn't use the same language, and Rosh Lakish says it means something else. Tosh Rabbi Yehuda Omer ha'alil ha'mechunas. Ha'alal ha'mechunas. This is at the end of our Mishnah. He said if you have a bunch of alal together, imyesh kazad makom achad chevin olav. If you have a bunch of shekhnaso, that's if you brought it together. That's why you need a kazait to be chayav. If you have a kazait, it's ba'almahu. It's just some sticky stuff. It doesn't have any taste. So I'll leave it to Rabbi Yehuda lo pligi. They're not disagreeing about Rabbi Yehuda's approach. According to Rabbi Yehuda's approach, it's got to be shepatatos sakin. Ki pligi aliba de rabbanan. I said, sorry, take it back, that the Martika, the way Rabbi Yochanan is reading it, is really sort of a ligament of sorts, so it really has no taste to it. So I said, you're right, they're not disagreeing, or they agree that Rabbi Yehuda means, it means meat. They're disagreeing about what Reb Bonan meant, what they said, Alal. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Martika, Nami Mitzdareif, it also counts towards, just like bones do. So I said, Mar, Dafka Basar Shlatato Sakin, it has to be meat. Martika, Mitzdareif, Martika, this tendon doesn't count. Right, because now, hi basar shvatotos akin echidami. How does the, what are we talking about? Meat that came off the knife. Even if you considered it significant when you cut it, so for the manpinafshim mitame, you don't need it to be mitzdareif. It's mitame on its own. If you didn't have that intent, betule batle, then it's batel and doesn't count at all. Rabbi Avin, Rabbi Mishaya, charamar miksato chishev alav, charamar miksato platato chaya, miksato platato sakin. One of them said as follows, you had intent for some of it. And the other one said, what happened was, some of it was actually spit out by the animal, an animal took a bite out of this the thing that you killed, and some of it came off the knife. Either way, it's a miktsat. Hatam hachartom v'atziponayim. Mitaminu mitaminu mitstarfim. Hachartom, what's that? Eitzba almahu. Hachartom is some sort of a ligament here. Well, it's the beak, actually, of the animal. And so how could it be mitzdareif? Rabbi Elazar, b'chartom tachton, the bottom one. Tachton nami mitzbamahu, the bottom beak is also just a piece of cartilage. Papa tachton shalyon, it means on the inside, the upper beak. Tziponayim, Rabbi Elazar, makom ha-muvayim ha-basar. When we talk about tziponayim counting, we're not talking about the nails out, but the nails that are inside the meat, where they are have some sort of a moisture. Karnayim or Papa Makom Shchotchin v'yotzen mehem dam. Again, which part of Karnayim count? So now we're, by the way, having a very important comment about our whole Mishnah, that all the parts that we say in the Mishnah that we say count towards Tumat Ochlin are parts that that themselves have some life to them. So the extension of the horns don't count. It's the point of the horns where you cut it and dam would come out. The extension of the nails wouldn't count. Only the part of the nails that are under the meat. And with that, we'll hold it off. And Mirtz Hashem, in the next podcast, we will complete our study of this Mishnah, beginning here on Daf Kuf Chafalef. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.